Brenham Cubettes softball is on the air. KWGI's broadcast of the Cubettes game against San Marcos Lady Rattles is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Mattress Guys, Lispy Water Bowl Service, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wilma Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Materials, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Flynn College, Telgar Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Service. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Alumni Field, where the Brenham Cubettes softball team is getting ready for the second game of what is now, in case you hadn't heard, three games this evening. The Cubettes just coming off a 12-4 victory over Converse Judson, and now they're getting set to play San Marcos in the second game today. And then due to the weather that's predicted for tomorrow, they have moved up and they're going to play Pflugerville. They're not going to play Pflugerville-Weiss tonight at 7 o'clock. And then they're going to play New Caney Porter tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And we're going to, as the great Willie Mays would say, let's play two. And so we got two in tonight. And then we'll have one more, weather permitting, tomorrow morning. That'll be 11 a.m. start time, 10:35, Cubette pregame here on KWHI. But yeah, the Cubettes getting off to a good start here with a win today. And so that'll give, improves their record to 2-2 on the season. Leighton Davis bouncing back, getting the win in the circle. They did have just one rough inning there where they give up three runs. But other than that, pretty dominant performance by the Cubettes. And it was good to see, as we were watching that, waiting to come on the air, the bats go back to working, and they got some pretty good hits there. So let's see if we can continue that on with this game against San Marcos. And, of course, this is day number two of the leadoff classic, which is being played. They've got games going on all over the place, not only here at Alumni Field, but also using four of the fields out at Holt Park as well. So plenty of good softball action if, wherever you can find it. Should be a big night. And meantime, we're going to take our first break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field in Brenham, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Tommy's gone down to see if he could get the lineups from the two coaches. This one, the previous game, the Cubettes, in case you're just joining us, they defeated Converse Judson 12-4, the final score there. And so now we're ready, waiting to get the starting lineups for game number two here, where the Cubettes will be facing the San Marcos Lady Rattlers. I guess you see they're down at the bullpen area. He's waiting on the coach to finish writing out the lineups. But already good to see so many fans here in the stands this afternoon and waiting to get this one underway. Yeah, it's a good bounce-back win for the Cubettes after a rough day yesterday with two tough losses, and one to Santa Fe and one to Abilene Wiley. And good to see them get a couple of wins, get some confidence going again. This was more similar to like the opening night game against Caldwell back on Tuesday with getting the hits, getting some good pitching, and now just got to make sure to keep the defense intact. And so we just keep rolling right along here. I also want to wish best of luck to the Burton Lady Panthers tonight. They've got their season opener coming up at 5 o'clock. And Coach Zorn and his company and his crew wish them all the best. Also, a note on the Blinn Buccaneers. They were supposed to play at the THF Winter Blast up in Denison, but due to the weather, those games have been canceled for this weekend, so the Bucks are back in action. That's going to be coming up Tuesday. They're going to be going over to, I believe it's Temple, for a 2 o'clock doubleheader there. And meanwhile, we're just kind of sitting and waiting for the start of the next game. And let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, and we're just cruising right along. Looking to see if Tommy's finally got, lineup for San Marcos, and now I guess he'll go over and get Coach Roberts' lineup as we continue to await the start of the next game between the Brenham Cubettes and the San Marcos Lady Rattlers. Doug Brown with you, up in the press box here at KWHI. And on this pre-Valentine's Day, have the ladies call it Valentine's Day Eve or something like that. And hopefully a good day tomorrow for you and yours. And we are getting ready for some more great softball action here. And in case you're just joining us, we've got two tonight with the Cubettes taking on San Marcos, Pflugerville Weiss, and then tomorrow, due to the weather, the game against Duquesne Porter, and we're just going to play one game only tomorrow, and that has been moved up to an 11 a.m. start time in hopes of beating the weather. And depending on who you believe, which website you believe, we may or may not get that one. We'll keep our fingers crossed and see what happens. But if we do get it in, it'll be a 11 o'clock first pitch, 10:35. Cubette pregame here on KWHI. And don't forget, coming up this Monday, we've got the Brenham Cubs season opener. Cubs taking on Katie Pato, and Tommy and I'll be heading down there for that one. And that is, with it being President's Day, that's going to be a matinee game, and that'll be 12:35 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the first pitch right here on KWHI. Tuesday night, we'll have Burton Lady Panther basketball as they're in the playoffs taking on Big Sandy, and that'll be over in Willis at 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame here on KWHI. And then Blinn Buccaneer basketball next Wednesday night, doubleheader from the Cruzy Center. And so a lot of good sports coming up, and we'll keep you up to date with all of that as we progress. In the meantime, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Tommy Lincoln with you from Alumni Field in Brenham, waiting on the start of the Brenham Cubettes game against the San Marcos Liddy Rattlers. And Tommy, I was kind of telling the folks at home a little bit about the previous game, Cubettes getting a big win over Converse Judson. And after those two rough games yesterday, that had to be a big confidence boost for the team.
No doubt about it. Great point, Doug. Yeah, it was good. And we, you know, what little we did get to see of the game, the Cubettes were really swinging the bat real well. And when they got runners in scoring position, they managed to get them across the plate. And as you said, great morale booster.
Absolutely. And now, not an easy task, because it's something we don't see very often, is trying to play three games in one day.
You are exactly right about that. I can remember doing that a couple of times. It makes for a long day, but, you know, tonight they'll rest well.
Yeah. And probably need to throw on some ice packs on top of that.
I've seen a little bit of that already.
And we're still waiting on the Cubettes starting lineup, but we do have the San Marcos starting lineup. We'll go ahead and give that to you. And it'll be Kendra Ribaldo leading Robledo leading things off, playing left field. And then we got Emery Cisneros batting second, playing, and she's the designated player. Hitting for the pitcher, Jalen Perez. Batting third will be the third baseman, Emily Gonzalez. Batting fourth, catcher, Ariana Flores. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Selena Silva. Batting sixth, first baseman, Maddie Nunez. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Audie De Los Santos. Batting eighth, center fielder, Keziah Rios. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Peyton Guerra. And that is the look at the starting lineup for San Marcos. And we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look. We'll hopefully by then have the Brenham lineup. After we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Ladybucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Brenham Cub Baseball and Softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub Baseball and Softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field in Brenham, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And we are waiting for the start of the San Marcos Liddy Rattlers and the Brenham Cubettes for the Cubettes game two today of the Brenham Leadoff Classic here. Cubettes, in case you're just joining us and hadn't heard already, Cubettes won the first game of the day, 12-4. Now looking to build on that momentum. Brenham dressed down in the white uniforms with green letters and numbers. And San Marcos there in, looks like, is that black uniform?
Black and purple.
Black and purple, okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite tell from up here. And We are just waiting, and kind of surprised, because usually Coach is more on the ball about getting the lineup up here.
She's normally the best.
Yeah.
Normally.
And just waiting on that. And, of course, the leadoff tournament, one of two tournaments. Now, next weekend, the Cubettes will be seeing some more action as they head for the annual Dripping Springs tournament, which they've become pretty much regulars the last few years. And then it won't be too long after that, the district will be here already.
Oh, I'm telling you, time just keeps moving right along, you know.
And so many things to look forward to this season, including, I don't have my schedule in front of me as far as the actual date, but we do have one night where we're going to be honoring the 1996 state champion, Brenham Cubette team, first ever 4A state champs. And celebrating their 30th year anniversary.
Yeah, you know, woo!
I can still remember that game. Two of the late great ones, David Grace and Randy Reitz, on the call for that one. And it was a great afternoon and a big win there. And now looking forward to making see if we can make some memories of our own with this crew.
Were you a fan, or did you call the game?
No, a fan.
You were a fan that day.
Yeah, I was still in high school. No, I was at Blinn when that happened.
Just a fan then.
But, yeah, no, it was David Grace and Randy Reitz that called that one. And the reason it sticks out in my mind on that is because that would turn out to be David Grace's last broadcast here on KWHI, as he sadly passed away the very next day.
You and I can recall that quite vividly.
Very much so.
I went to early, if you recall, mm-hmm. that happened in between services.
Yeah.
There to visit with him at the 8 o'clock mm-hmm. service. And then I can remember my neighbor mm-hmm. around 11:30 gave me a phone call, and I was just totally stunned.
Me too.
Totally stunned. So.
I'd just seen him that morning. And then also while we got an opportunity, happy heavenly birthday to our old buddy, the sports doc, Ed Pothel, will turn 65 today.
You're exactly right.
And I'm glad they put the picture here in the press box as a good reminder.
Yes, yes.
And it looks like Coach bringing the lineup sound, and
down.
And we'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll hope to have our starting lineups and then get ready for some more softball after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right. Well, while we got the opportunity, it's time now for our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for you and your future. And to learn more, you can go to their website at blinn.edu. And we got cloudy skies right now here at the ballpark. Our temperature is 77 degrees. And we got winds currently right now 14 miles an hour. And with the wind, makes it feel like it's 72 out there. Feels comfortable. Feels great to me. And 6:12 for our sunset tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow we're looking at it. I've got a 85% chance of rain. And looks like, according to my app, now I know some of these vary, but I got the weather starting hitting here at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is actually right when the game is supposed to start. So we'll keep an eye out on that. And looks like the Cubs are heading to the field. And we're about ready to get this one underway. Kylie Baker out on the hill. And hopefully Tommy will get back here shortly with the line, with the rest of the lineup. And it looks like it'll be Kendra Robledo to start things off, the left fielder. And we'll fill you in on the Cubettes as we get set to go. Oh, and look. Got to get the crowd noise going here a little bit. If there is, and not a whole lot yet, but we'll hopefully get that cranked up here in a moment. And it's a Robledo batting. Left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Baker. And it's going to be Isabel Hyatt back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Harper Castillo is at first base. Allie Thiemann at second. Left side, Mackenzie Thiemann at short. Leighton Davis at third. And we'll get the out. And first pitch is a bunt right to Davis. Davis throws on to Castillo at first and gets the quick out.
I tell you what, nice play there by Leighton Davis.
And heads up, she was charging and hit that one right at her, and she had to use some quick reflexes to snag that one. And outfielders tonight, Payson Gurka in left, Alden Jackson center, McKenna Marstairs is in right field. As Emery Cisneros bats, and she takes a pitch for a strike, it's 0-1. And Baker ready with her next pitch. Swung on and foul back into the screen. It'll be quickly 0-2. And next pitch. That went a little too far outside. And that'll be ball one. And Davis, that one fouled back into the screen. Or, excuse me, Baker, that one fouled back. And next pitch coming. Strike three called. And that is two away. And now that's going to bring up Emmalyn Gonzalez, the third baseman. Gonzalez batting with two away, nobody on in front of her. Baker looking at the dugout for the sign. And that one fouled back into the screen, and it's quickly 0-1. And strike called.
Sorry about the lateness on the lineups, Doug. That's the sad part about these tournaments.
Yeah.
Not being negative, it is what it is. So.
And actually, I think I was looking over the lineup. The pitch is swung out and missed. And down on strikes, and that's three up and three down. Three up and three down. Brendan, let's Albert. Look that up real quick. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief that make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we are heading to the bottom of the first inning. No score here at Alumni Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, as we come back here, and San Marcos getting set out in the field. Cubettes coming up to bat for the first time in this one. And it'll be the top, and we'll place the Cubettes order here momentarily. And it's going to be Mackenzie Tiemann stepping in. And the Brenham Cubettes starting lineup brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. For a free quote, give them a call. And for the Cubettes, it's Mackenzie Tiemann leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second, first baseman Harper Castillo. Batting third, third baseman Leighton Davis. Batting fourth and doing the pitching, Kylie Baker. That one's up high, a ball. Batting fifth, the designated player, McKenna Marstairs. Batting sixth, center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Payson Gurka. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Sandra Prieto. And batting ninth, second baseman, Allie Tiemann. Doing the catching will be Isabel Hyatt. And Jalen Perez in the circle for San Marcos. The team and send this one a high drive deep. Back. And gone. All right. Mackenzie Tiemann with another long ball.
That didn't take long.
Not at all. It's 1-0 Cubettes. And that's the way we like to start a ball game. And Mackenzie Tiemann just made the first run of the game. First run of the game sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focus on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financial needs. And now that'll bring up Harper Castillo. And Castillo sends this one out into center. Wow, what a great play by the center fielder.
Oh, yeah, nice catch.
Hauling that one in. That's Keziah Rios. And Rios got a great jump on that one and made a big grab to haul that one in. And Rob Castillo with a hit. And now Leighton Davis, the batter.
Hey, Doug. What do you think about Wade had to say about that home run?
Oh.
Mitchell Davis was down there giving him a hard time already when I was walking back up with the lineup.
And now Davis ready, 1-0 count, next pitch. That one line drive, and that's going to get through for a base hit. And so a one-out single there for Davis. And now Kylie Baker, the pitcher, will get a chance to bat.
Of course, Wade turned around and looked at Mitchell and I, and he said, y'all talking bad about me? No, we're just talking about you. But it's all fun, folks.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All fun.
And pitches down low for a ball. Well, and Wade also has done some umpiring in the past, so he is. I noticed since he became an umpire, he's a walking baseball and slash softball encyclopedia.
No, he is. and you know what? If you ever did any umpiring in your life at all, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Yeah. And next pitch is outside for a ball. 3-0 count now on Baker. Cubs already in front, 1-0 on the leadoff solo home run by Mackenzie Thiemann.
There are times when you're not well liked.
Yeah. And that one low and in a ball, and that'll put two runners aboard now and bring up McKenna Barstairs. And I think Coach Roberts probably going to.
Little strategy here.
Probably going to put in a courtesy runner here for Baker.
Okay, that is. McKenna Kamich.
Okay, McKenna Kamich coming in to run. And over there at first base under the watchful eye of assistant coach Kelly Majewski-Baker.
I tried to get you and I some points with the police officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was all good.
Totally this looked is nice a psych call. Yeah.
You know what? I'm looking at Doc and he's watching us right now.
Oh, yeah. And that one's up by a ball. 1-1.
With corrective criticism.
Yeah. And that one taken for a ball. It's two balls and one strike.
Every once in a while I would tell him, I said, Doc, I got a call from ESPN, but they need to talk to you first.
Yeah, that one fouled away, 2-2.
And I got those famous words, Jesus. I tell you what, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Truly miss him.
Yeah.
Truly miss him.
And that one's going to skip through a base hit. And Davis coming around. She's going to score. And meanwhile, Kamich goes first to third. And on the throw home, Marstairs is going to end up at second base. Be an RBI single there for McKenna. And 2-0 Cubettes. With Alden Jacks to bat. And coach for San Marcos already out there having words with their team. Yeah, two on, only one out here. Bottom of the first inning. Cubettes with two already in, looking for more. Jack's getting ready to bat, and Gurka waiting on deck. Dimensions here at Alumni Field. 190 down the lines, 220 to straightaway center. That one way high, a ball, and it's 1-0. And fastball in there for a strike, 1-1. And something we don't see a whole lot of, and San Marcos got a left-handed catcher.
I saw that when they were warming up the pitchers, Doug.
Yeah.
Thought for a minute we were going to see a lefty pitcher, but we have a lefty catcher.
And that one outside for a ball.
Wasn't there one high school team that you and I saw that had a left-handed catcher that was awesome?
Yeah. And pitch taken for a strike, and it's 2-2 now.
I'm trying to think where she was from.
Yeah.
Left-handed
catchers, though, just does not happen very often.
A rarity.
And Jack's back up the middle. Shortstop picks, throws
play.
To first.
Safe.
Got the out at first, but the run does score. Jack's retired 6-3, but coming in to score was Kamich. And that will make it 3-0 Cubettes now with Payson Gurkha batting. And also Marsteers moves over to third.
Okay, real close play there at first.
Yeah. Kind of wonder if we'd had a third umpire, if that might have been a different result, a different call on that.
Highly possible. I thought Alden beat the throw, but, you know.
Because the umpire that made the call, it made the call from shortstop. And so kind of hard to see from that vantage point.
I'm going to give him the credit.
We'll give him the benefit
of
the doubt.
He had the better look.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. It's all good.
And next pitch to Gurkha, up high for a ball. And
today
a high ball.
And yesterday, we've seen a little bit of Payson Gurkha.
Yeah.
Freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, and I see another fan down there.
Who was that?
Virgil.
Ah. Ground ball to third. Up. I think I'll say foul ball. Fouled it off her foot. For a base hit. Marsteers will score. It's an RBI single for Gurkha. And they'll make it now 4-0 Cubettes. Now Sandra Prieto comes up for her first at bat. Of course, she's been with the basketball team. And unfortunately, they lost their last game last night, so their season came to an end. And pitches up high for a ball. 1-0.
You know what I like, Doug? A high school athlete playing more than one sport.
Exactly.
I love it.
And pitches outside for a ball. 2-0. Yeah, slow roller over to third. Fires to first and gets the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubettes do come up with 4 runs. 4 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. And we've got 1 inning in the books. Cubettes lead it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
And back we go here to the top of the second inning. And Kylie Baker got herself a nice cushion there to work with as she gets back into the circle, leading 4-0 over San Marcos. It'll be Ariana Flores, the catcher, stepping up to the plate.
All Kylie needs to do now is just sit back and pitch.
Exactly. And that one bounced up there, ball 1-0.
Doug, got to bring this up. Happened to see the young man with a Cowboys throwback jersey on with Pickens on the back.
Oh, there we go.
And don't give up on him, son. We're going to be all right.
Pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll find a way to re-sign him because he had a fantastic season this year.
Well, Craig and I both said it. Okay, we don't want to wait till next year again.
Right. Yeah, pitch was taken for a ball, 3-0. Oh, no, strike 2-1. Yeah, Jerry said he's all in and for next year. Of course, he said that about this year, too.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, and Craig brought up a great point, and we're going to get back to softball here in a second, but they just got to get a little bit of a defense.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And 2-1, and hopefully with the drafted free agency can address some of those issues. And next pitch, slow roller up the third base side. Davis got to hurry. Throws. Oh, and the throw is wide. And the runner will be safe. It'll be an E5 that allows the runner to get aboard. And now that'll bring up Selena Silva. Pitch from Baker, taking 4-1. No.
Like what I see, they're going to let the catcher run.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that one back up. Ooh. Oh, that's going to scoot through for a base hit. And Jax will hurry up and get it in. And so back-to-back base runners now for San Marcos. And that'll bring up Maddie Nunez, the first baseman. Baker rocks and fires it in there. Ground ball. That one's going to scoot through. And coach is going to put up the stop sign at third. The bases are loaded now for San Marcos. Nobody out. And that'll bring up Audie De Los Santos.
All right, I'm going to talk a little strategy now. That's good. They're moving the infield in.
Yeah.
Because it looked like this batter here has pretty good speed. You would think so. And, you know, try to make the play at home now.
And pitch a strike. It is 0-1. Baker pitching with a 4-0 lead, but right now just looking to try to get some outs somewhere. And that one popped foul, and it's 0-2.
Nice pitch there by Kylie. Came back with inside pitch down at the inside corner at the knees.
Kylie. Just missed him, man. It's 1-2. I look pretty good from up here.
My sentiments exactly.
Del Santos steps back in. That one's going to be popped in, foul over to the right side, and that is out of play.
I saw something earlier that I have yet to see. You may have seen it. A cell phone with a zoom lens.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
That's the first one I've seen. Now, when I say zoom, I'm talking about several inches long.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking like something you find on the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What I'm talking about. I've never seen that.
And De Los Santos with a strikeout there.
Now that's a big strikeout.
And brings up Keziah Rios now. Bases loaded and one out. Infielders are still playing in and looking to cut the run at the plate. And strike called. Good pitch there by Baker.
Again, as you said, they're a great pitch. A little above knee high, but on that outside corner. Tough pitch to hit.
Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. It swings and misses. And it's quickly here 0-2.
Good to see Kylie coming back. Gave up those two base hits. And coming back throwing strong.
Baker, one of three seniors on the team, and fouls that one away. Third year pitching for the varsity.
Well, that time went by on us.
It certainly did.
Oh, gosh.
And swung and a miss, got her on strikes. That's another big strikeout there.
Big strikeout.
Four strikeouts now for Baker, and now that'll bring up Peyton Guerra, the right fielder. And Baker's got a chance now to get out of this without giving up any runs, if she can retire Guerra.
I'm already thinking about it. I'm going to hear you say, well, football's right around the corner. But let's enjoy the season.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Call 1-1.
While I was getting the lineup, Doug, I saw this young lady in the batting cage. Slap hit her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that. Swung on a miss, and 1-2. And now San Marcos just one strike away Baker one strike away from getting through the inning and not allowing San Marcos any runs here.
Tell you what, you'd be able to say she got out of a huge jam.
Yeah, that one foul over to the left side. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And that one foul tip back into the fence. That'll hold the count at 1-2. Davis in with some words of encouragement for Baker. Oh, by the way, with two outs now, the Cubs infield back in their regular fielding positions. And outside for a ball, 2-2. wind kind of picking up out there. Swung and a miss. Dan got her on strikes, and that'll retire the side. So after giving three base runners, Baker comes back to strike out the side and get out of the inning. No runs, two hits, one error, three left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes leading it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we come back here, Perez warming it up for the bottom of the second inning, and she'll be looking at Allie Tiemann, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Harper Castillo. Brenham Cubettes with a 4-0 lead. And now they'll look, see if they can play add on here. And don't forget, this is the first of what's now going to be two tonight, as the Cubettes have added a game with Pflugerville Weiss, and that is tentatively set for 7 o'clock, although if we finish this one early, we might get into that one a little bit sooner. In the meantime, Allie Tiemann heading to the plate. Team of the sophomore. First pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one way high, a ball. 2-0 count. And Allie Tiemann sends this one a high fly ball back. And is it fair? It is fair.
It is fair.
And Tiemann digging for three. And she's going to circle the bases with her speed all the way inside the park. Home run.
Wow.
And that'll make it 5-0. Yeah, I think they're going out to check on the left fielder. I heard a thud out there up against the wall. Yeah, I think they're checking to make sure she's okay. And also our trainer heading out as well. She just hit it and it curved right into that corner, hit off the wall, and bounced back and with team and speed, just able to race around the bases and put another run on the board for Brenham.
Well, the thing of it is, she got the perfect bounce. It hit the base of the wall, and it spun back into left field. And you know what? As you said, with her speed, she was able to she matches Big Sis now, only in a little different fashion.
Yeah. Speaking of Big Sis, here comes Mackenzie to bat. Mackenzie Tiemann with a home run over the fence, her last time up. So 5-0 lead for the Cubettes. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. for a strike. 1-1. And this one's going to be popped up and over to the right side. And that'll be out of play just past the first base dugout. Next pitch to Tiemann, and that one is going to be into left field for a base hit. So Mackenzie Tiemann, 2-for-2 here in the game. And now Harper Castillo will step up to plate. Castillo last time up hit one out to center, and the center fielder for San Marcos made a great play to rob her of a hit. And that one upstairs, Castillo swung and missed, throw down to second, and it's a stolen base for Tiemann. One pitch and slow roller over to third. Airmail to throw to first. And so Tiemann will score. And Castillo, she's going to go all the way to third.
Ooh.
That one's going to through, but Coach Roberts going to hold her up. It's going to be an E5. And it's now 6-0, Cubettes. And Leighton Davis, the batter. And that one down low for a ball. 1-0. And that one taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. And that one tapped foul by Layden Davis. Davis singled and scored a run her first time up. And taken for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. And foul at the catcher's feet. Count will remain at 2-2. Kylie Baker waiting on deck. And that one outside for a ball. And it's 3-2. And Davis smacks that one in the right center field. Castillo scores, and that'll make it 7-0, Cubettes. I tell you what, that was a good-looking swing that Davis put on that one.
I'm telling you, man, she's having a pretty good game herself.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a pitching change here. And so with the pitching change, we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. K
complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the second inning. Cubs leading 7-0, and San Marcos already having to go for a pitching change here. And it's going to be number 7, Ray Ibarra, coming in. Trying to see if she can get some outs in this inning. Cubs have already put 3 more runs on the board, and still nobody out here in the second. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is your insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. And so Baker batting now with Davis aboard at first base. And Ibarra ready for her first pitch of the game. And Baker takes it for a strike, 0-1. And these games are a 1 hour, 40-minute time limit on finish the inning, whichever comes first. And that one off speed, taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And a pie for a ball, 2-1 on Baker. After Baker, then it's McKenna Marstairs, then Alvin Jacks. And that one, change up high, and it's 3-1 now. Ibarra in relief of Perez. And swung and a miss. Got a full Baker on that. It's 3-2.
A really good change up there.
And that one foul back into the fence. That'll hold the count at 3-2.
She came back with that change up again. Kylie was able to get a bat on the ball this time.
Mm-hmm. Baker walked her first time up and scored. Or courtesy runner just scored. That one popped up. That is going to be foul over on the right side. That'll hit the ground and roll underneath the bleachers. Two delivery, and Baker smacks that one foul over into the left field corner.
Young lady likes throwing that changeup.
She certainly does. And that one up high, ball 4, and Baker draws her second walk. And that'll bring up McKenna Marstairs. And I believe we're going to see Kmitch come in and run again. Yes. McKenna commits running for the pitcher, Baker. Martinez had an RBI single and scored a runner first time up. Squares away the bunt and pulls the bat back and takes strike one. And showing bunt again. That one up high, and she pulls the bat back. And it'll take ball one, 1-1. Yeah, they checked with the base umpire. Says no swing. Two on, nobody out. And that one is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. And squaring away the bunt, well, he's a good one down. Third baseman will throw to first and get the out, but Marstairs does her job moving the runners over.
Great bunt there by Marstairs.
And now Alden Jacks the batter. Jacks had an RBI on a ground out her first time up. And there's one out now in the inning. Jacks the seventh batter of the inning for the Cubettes here in the bottom of the second. Ibarra's pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one taking up and in a ball, and it's 2-0. Jack's a sophomore outfielder. And that one taps slow roller over toward the on deck circle. It looks like J.C. Hager is on deck to bat for Payson Gurka. And Jack swings and misses. It's 2-2.
She came back with that changeup inside again, Doug.
Going to be popped up and foul over to the right side. Back behind the bleachers. Two balls, two strikes. And that one is going to be down the line. Oh. Fair ball. That's going to get two home. And it's going to be a two-run double for Alden Jacks. That'll make it 9-0, Cubettes. And now it looks like J.C. Hager is indeed going to bat for Payson Gurka. And now we have to start looking at the other, because they have two run rules. One that doesn't get talked about because you very rarely hit it, but not only is there a 10 after 5, but there's a 15 after 3, which the Cubettes only need 6 more runs to hit that. And so Hager panning. Pitch coming from a bar, taken for a ball. Cubs with four runs in the first inning and now five and still counting here in the second inning. Leading this one 9-0.
Long innings also.
Yeah. And runner going, throw down, and in there with a stolen base is Alden Jacks. Count and that one down the line, fair ball. And coming in to score is going to be Jacks. Hager's going to end up at second with a RBI double, and that makes it now 10-0 Cubettes. And looks like we're going to get time called, and looks like Gurka is going to re-enter for Hager. Time is called. Yeah, Sandra Pinto is batting. Or do we have a pinch hitter here?
I believe we do, Doug. That is... Did I see 19?
I'm not sure.
I think. I shouldn't be thinking, but...
Well, if you got that long... looks like 12.
Yeah, it is 12.
Okay. And that would...
Would be Isabel Hyatt.
Oh, okay. So they're going to let her...
Let her hit.
And this one back to the pitcher. Throw to first, and that is out number two. And now then bring up Allie Tiemann, and so the Cubs have batted around now. Tiemann led off this inning with an inside the park home run. Cubs lead it 10-0. And that one bounced up there, blocked in the dirt by the catcher for San Marcos, Ariana Flores. And that one up high for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count. And that one foul away, and that is over into the stands. Off to our right side. This one popped up, and that's going to be out of play as well. Two balls, two strikes on Tiemann. We'll look in. And T-Mex smacks that one to the left field, base hit. And just like that, Alley's 2-for-2 on the night. And Gurka scores to make it 11-0 Cubettes.
And a couple of RBIs.
Yeah. And now McKenzie teaming. And McKenzie's 2-for-2. Solo homer and a single and a run scored. And that one low gets away, and on the wild pitch, Alley Teeman moves up to second base.
We're going to have a little fun, Doug.
Oh, yeah?
Picking an MVP.
Oh, yeah. We got quite a few choices here. And McKenzie Teeman, that one a base hit. And Allie racing around third. She will come in to score. It's an RBI single. And McKenzie team in 3-for-3 on the night.
With a couple of RBIs and a run.
Yep. And now Harper Castillo to bat.
She's got to stay ahead a little, sis.
Yeah. Cubettes with a 12-0 lead now. And this one pop up, and first baseman over will haul it in for out number three. So in the inning for the Cubettes, they do send the 12 batters to the plate. They score 8 runs, and let's see what. 7 hits, and there was 1 error and 1 left on. And we go to the top of the 3rd inning. Cubettes lead it 12-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linke Welding. Visit CorthenLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, and looks like we got a pitching change for the Cubettes as Payson Gurka is now going to come in and throw with the 12-0 lead, and coach wanting to preserve Kylie Baker, especially with one more game still to go tonight. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And so Gurka will be looking at the top three in the San Marcos batting order. Kendra Robledo, Emery Cisneros, and Emmeline Gonzalez. We're day two of the leadoff classic. And I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, and of course on your KWHI app for your smartphone. And Robledo wants to call time just as Gurka was getting set to deliver her first pitch. And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. You know, since we're going to be here for two tonight, I wonder if anybody would be nice enough to send us some supper up here.
Yeah. My sentiments exactly.
Yeah. And back to the circle, and Gurka up with it. Throws to Kylie Baker, who's over at first base now. And
I gave one. Cindy up in Nathan's a schedule, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're listening. Maybe.
And now Emily Cisneros, the batter. And Gurka ready. Takes the pitch just missing, and it's ball one.
I like that pitch.
And time is called.
I love Coach Robert's strategy, you know, here. Comfortable lead and good opportunity for Pace and Gurka to come in there and get a little time on the mound.
Exactly, and that is
without a lot of stress.
Yeah, you know? And it's taken for ball. It's 2-0. Swung and a miss, and it's 2-1. And that one is a foul. Two balls and two strikes. Brenham with a 12-0 lead over San Marcos. Cummins had 4 runs in the first, 8 runs in the second. And that one over to short on. Took a hop over on McKenzie team and throw to first and still almost made the play.
Great effort there by McKenzie.
Yeah. I think we'll give her an infield hit on that.
Yeah, I think that ball was hit really well.
Yeah. And Emily Gonzalez, and she made a great play just to even make that one even close.
You are exactly correct.
And so Emily Gonzalez, the batter, 1 out and 1 on. Third hit of the game for San Marcos, and that one over to third and bounced off of Davis. And that'll roll into left field. And so that'll be an E5. That's second error for Davis in this game. It's a 2-on now. And that'll bring up Ariana Flores. And if she would have just gotten in front of it and tried to backhand that one. I think that's where she made the mistake at.
Yeah, there you go. Good, another great point. Get in front of it. Keep the ball in front of you.
Exactly. And that's a swing and a miss. Strike. 0-1 to Flores.
Did you go hit or E5?
I went E5 on that one. And that one up high for a ball. 1-1. And that one outside for a ball. 2-1 count now. So 2 on, 1 out here in the third. And strike call, good pitch there by Gurka. Evens the count at 2-2. one foul at the feet. The catcher is Bell Hyatt. And that one swung and a miss. Dan Four is down on strikes.
That big strikeout there to Payson.
And now that's going to bring up shortstop Selena Silva. Silva singled her first time up, but that was against Baker. And pitch from Kirk in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one, ground ball is short. Tiemann boots the ball and throw to first. And Baker dropped the ball, and so the runner is going to be safe. Second error of the inning for the Cavs, and you just don't want it to snowball. You got three runners aboard and two outs, and can get out of this with Matty Nunez the batter. And that one bounced up there, a ball, and it's 1-0. Cavett's got to stay focused here and get this last out. Swing on a miss, then it's 1-1.
Oh, good pitch there by Baker.
Yep.
Inside corner.
And swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes.
Another good pitch.
And Gerke gets out of the inning, no runs, one hit, two errors, and bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the third. Gumbets lead it 12-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, as we come back here at Barra, we'll be looking at Leighton Davis, Kylie Baker, and McKenna Marsteers. Cavs with a 12-0 lead here. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Doug Brown and Tommy Langley with you on a Friday night at Alumni Field, Friday the 13th. And we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Friday the 13th, one of the favorite days of our buddy Craig Montana, who is quite the horror movie aficionado.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know there's a horror movie franchise made that he couldn't give you detail by detail on every
one of them.
Yeah.
My father was very superstitious. Sometimes I would get caught up in that trap, and I said, I got to get out of that. But now when it came to sports, yes, I was superstitious. You put your socks on a certain way. Mm-hmm. You put everything. You do all of this, you know.
And a one count on Leighton Davis. Davis takes the next pitch up high, and it's 1-1. She is 2-for-2 so far in the game with an RBI and a couple of runs scored. Trying to get it started here. Cubs only need three more runs here to put this one away.
I'm thinking about that right now. You think we can pull this off?
Especially with one more, with another game to go. I know the girls would love to do that and give a little extra break before having to get one more in. And that one back
there
up middle base hit. And Davis 3-for-3.
Wow.
And that is going to bring up Kylie Baker. Baker has walked both times that she's been up at the plate. That one up high for a ball. First two times she was a pitcher. Now that she's playing first base, they may let her run for herself this time.
Yep, you're exactly correct.
And this pitch swung on and missed. One ball and one strike.
The way we're going, Doug, the star of the game could be the Cubette offense.
Yeah. I mean, just about everybody's been involved today. And pitches the ball, runner going, and the throw down, and stolen base there for Davis.
Ooh, good throw there by the catcher. Nice stop by the shortstop. Made it close, but
yep. One pitch up high, and it's 3-1. Cubs with a 12-0 lead. Looking to build on that. Nobody out, runner at second. And the pitch, that's going to be popped up. Second baseman calling for it, and she'll haul it in for out number one. And now that'll bring up McKenna Marstairs, the designated player.
Marstairs perfect for the night, single and a sacrifice.
Yep. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Alden Jacks waiting on deck. And that one taken for a strike. 0-1 count. Or 0-2 count, rather. And that one taken for a ball, just missing there. That's 1-2. Marster showing a good eye there, laying off that pitch. Wind looks like it's picking up out there. Up high, ball two.
Microphone picking up that wind.
Yeah.
Now, Doug, what is going on here? We got some umbrellas popping up.
Yeah.
Is there a little mist in the air?
I don't know. Pitch swung and missed, and Marster is down on strikes. It's out number two. And Alden Jacks, the batter. And Jacks, she is one for two with an RBI ground out and then a two-run double. Yeah, first pitch is up high for a ball. Apparently we did have got a little shower that's popped up on the radar. But it says just light rain, so hopefully no biggie there. And pitch swung on and missed. One ball and one strike on Jacks.
Just enough to make the umbrellas come out.
Yeah. And that one back up the middle off the pitcher's glove. Throw to first.
Safe.
And umpire says he got her. There she got her. And so that'll retire the side. So first inning the Cubs do not come up with a run, but they do have one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the fourth inning. Cubs leading this one 12-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue. West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
All right, and we head to the top of the fourth inning. Cubs lead this one 12-0 over San Marcos. And we were just noticing, we'll see what effect this might have on the rest of the game, but they turned the lights on here at Alumni Field, and we got two poles here that aren't working.
Coach Roberts had a little conference with the men in blue.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see if we can get at least this game finished. And then who knows about that last game. We'll see. And for San Marcos, they've got Audie De Los Santos, Keziah Rios, and Peyton Guerra batting against Payson Gurkin. Gurkin's first pitch, a strike.
Not for our sake, but for the players' sake, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a safety issue.
Yeah, that's true.
I can understand getting this game over with.
Yeah. It swung and a missed. It's 0-2.
It's a long season yet.
Oh, yes. And outside for a ball, 1-2. And Comet's scheduled for one more game here tomorrow morning. They're going to take on New Caney Porter beginning at 11 o'clock, 10:35 scheduled pregame here on KWHI. That one bounced up there a ball. And that one slow roller and foul up the third base side.
There you go. Good job there by Layton. Let it roll. I'm not an electrician, but with this being in a ballpark, I don't feel as though that could be something they would get resolved rather quickly.
Yeah. And that one is taken for a ball. And it's a full count now on De Los Santos. And that one back to the circle. Gurkel throwing to Baker at first, and it's one away. And now it'll bring up Keziah Rios. Get ready. And her next pitch on the way. And down low a ball, 1-0. Swung on a miss. And it's 1-1.
Must be moisture and the temperature changing.
Yeah.
Brenham coaches and the San Marcos coaches putting on the windbreakers.
And that one little slap shot out in the center. Alvin Jack's diving.
Oh, what a catch.
What a blue star on that one. And that's two away now. And that'll bring up Peyton Guerra.
I tell you what, great jump there by Alden Jackson, just coming in on that dying fly ball, making an excellent catch.
I mean, she just had a great read on that one all the way. Guerra struck out her first time up. That was against Baker, though. This is her first chance to see Gurkha.
And with that lack of light out in the outfield, makes the play even more impressive.
Oh, absolutely. Swung on a miss, and it's 0-1. And that one, line drive. Line drive catch there. And that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And that is another three up and three down. Three up and three down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank. The way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth inning and back with the Whataburger recap. Comets lead it 12-0 after we hear, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Buck Williams with Applevord of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evan
Williams Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, and it is time for the Whataburger Recap. Got Mets leading at 12-0, and the Whataburger Recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And the Cubs got it started. Bottom of the first inning, Mackenzie Tiemann with a leadoff home run. And then Leighton Davis and Kylie Baker would reach. Davis on a single, Baker on a walk. McKenna Marsters with an RBI single brought home Davis to make it 2-0. Alden Jackson on an RBI ground down brought home Kmich, who was pinch running for, or courtesy running for Baker, make it 3-0. And then Marsters scored on an RBI single by Payson Gurka, made it 4-0. Cubettes come up with 8 runs in the second inning. Allie Tiemann leading off with an inside the park home run. Leighton Davis also mixed in there. Leighton Davis with an RBI single. Alden Jacks with a 2-run double. J.C. Hager with a RBI double. And Tiemann again with an RBI single. And Mackenzie Tiemann with an RBI single as well. And so now that's where we stand as we head to the bottom of the fourth. And pitch is up high into the backstop as Payson Gurka bats here. Gurka, Prieto, and Tiemann, or Allie Tiemann, the scheduled batters here. And this one, a high fly ball out to center, or out to left, rather. And they make the catch for out number one. That is Robledo. One down. And so now Sandra Prieto to bat. She grounded a third her first time up. And that one is a strike call. It's 0-1. Prieto fouls this one away, and that is going to make it 0-2. And that one bounced up there, a ball, and goes back to the backstop. One out, nobody on for the Cubettes here in the bottom of the fourth. And Prieto takes that one up, and it's 2-2.
Falling behind the count, 0-2, coming back, making, getting another bat out of it.
And that one popped foul over to the right side. And that's going to hit on top of the first base dugout and roll down to the bullpen area. Two balls, two strikes. And that one taken for a ball. It's 3-2.
Good at bat.
Prieto ready, trying to get something going here for Brenham in the fourth. A pie ball for it. She draws the walk. And now they'll bring him back. Allie Tiemann, who's having a great game so far. inside the park home run, and RBI single and run scored. And that one ticking outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And bounce up there, a ball Preto going. Throw down, and there's going to say she's caught. It's a two down now.
Thought that tag was a little high.
I thought so, too.
Good throw by the catcher. I'll give her credit for that.
Yeah, but she put it right.
It looked like the tag was high. But
up in the barrel. Lost the pitch there. Kind of flipped out of her hand and went over towards in between home plate and first. If we had a blooper reel, that one would make
that, that would make the blooper reels. And I'm sure the young lady was a little on the embarrassed side.
Yeah, and a pie ball four, and Tiemann draws the walk. Now that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. Yeah, let's see if she can keep the perfect day going for the two Tiemann girls.
So, well, right now you're looking at a real good night between the two.
Yeah. With Mackenzie a senior, Allie a sophomore. And that one up high for a ball, it's 1-0.
Just keep it rolling here, see if we can get three.
And this one high, pop into
center
field, drops in for a hit. And so Mackenzie keeps it going, 4-for-4 on the ninth. Allie moves over to third base. Runners at the corners now for Harper Castillo.
I'm going to make a comment here, Doug. I'm not totally for sure that the lighting out there didn't aid that just a little
bit. I think you're right on that.
It was hard to pick it up.
Yes.
Pick the ball up as it was hitting the air. Not being critical, just, you know, just saying what it is.
And, and outside for a ball.
Center fielder made a good effort, though.
And Mackenzie is going to head for second. Oh, they threw the ball out in the center field. And Allie Tiemann will come in and score. That'll be an E1. And so that'll make it 13-0 now. And Mackenzie ended up going all the way to third.
Let's go, Harper.
And pitch to Castillo. Foul tip. Castillo 0-for-3, but didn't reach base on an error and score a run back in the second inning.
She had a really hot bat. First game of the year against Caldwell, and then the first game of the tournament.
Yeah, and since then, it's kind of cooled off a little bit. We'll see if we can get her going again. And strike called. I thought it was a little outside there. But
tend to agree with you.
One-two pitch, swung on and missed.
I think foul tipped it.
Oh, yeah, she did foul tip. Okay. And one ball, two strikes.
Okay, Doug. What time did they start?
I missed that part.
But that, well, we're getting close on the time limit.
Yeah.
Depending what happens after this inning.
Yeah, swing and a miss. Down on strikes.
I think the umpires ought to make a decision.
I think for this one, they ought to just call it right now.
Here comes the umpires.
Let's see, are they going to go to another inning? I mean, really, it's 13-0 at this point. And they're going to. Okay, yeah, it is going to be time. So that is the final. So Cubs win this one 13-0, and that'll send us to our post-game show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubs softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walshick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walshick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalshickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walshick Construction with your building projects. Walshick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field and your final score, the Brenham Cubettes win it 13-0 over the San Marcos Lady Rattlers. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and good day for the Cubettes after two tough losses yesterday to come back and get what were two lopsided wins today.
Very good. You know what? It's good to see the Cubettes bounce back after getting thumped.
You
get thumped a little bit yesterday, but, you know, came back. Good pitching performance. We saw a little of Leighton Davis. Did a pretty good job on the mound. And Kylie pitched a couple of good innings, and then we saw a couple of good innings out of Pace and Gurka.
Yeah. And so good balanced attack out there. And let's see. I was waiting to see if they were going to come up. And let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with more as we continue with the postgame show back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And as we come back here, and you got Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and it looks like we are not going to get that third game in tonight. We do have a problem, in case you're just joining us and hadn't heard. There are two light poles out here at the ballpark, and Tommy and I are thinking this is probably a safety-related issue that they're not going to proceed further, because we can just look from here at the press box out in the especially out in the outfield, and in it got a lot of really dark spots out there. And so we're waiting now to for Coach Roberts and the players to see if they're going to come out, and or is there some weather situation? They're going to Holt Park to play?
Yeah, going to finish because of the lights.
Oh, okay.
That's why everybody's leaving and moving.
Oh, okay. Okay, we just got informed that they are moving the game to, moving the last game out to Holt Park. And so that's where everybody's going to be heading. And we'll try to see if we can get packed up and I guess head on out there.
So much for what we thought.
Yeah. Okay. And let's send you back to, so there will be a third game. It's just, we're going to have a little, wait in between there. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios and let us hear one more time from, just thought about it. We haven't picked our John Breeden star of the game yet. And, I think we got to go with Mackenzie Tiemann tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, Mackenzie Tiemann tonight with a home run and then three singles. Ended up with two runs scored and RBI as well. And honorable mention to Sister Allie Tiemann, who also had a big game tonight. And that our star of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment.
When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
FFA, living the legacy. The National FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of young people, developing their potential through agricultural education. Join KWHI in recognizing National FFA by tuning in to KWHI Monday, February 23rd through Friday, February 27th during the 7, noon, and 5 o'clock news hours for programs recorded by FFA members. These broadcasts are sponsored by Giddings Livestock, Phillips Veterinary Hospital, Don's Appliance Services, Brenham Produce, Korth and Linky Welding, J&J Packing, Cattleman's Livestock, and Pipe Unlimited U.S.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, the final score here, the Brenham Cubs win it 13-0 over San Marcos. And now for the final, of course, the game, they moved up and added a third game today because of the weather situation that's predicted for tomorrow. And so now they're going to be moving because of the lights being – is this a Friday the 13th or what?
Now it's happened.
With the lights – two of the light poles being out of here at Alumni Field, we're going to now be heading out to Holt Park for the last – for the, this final game of the day. So we're going to get packed up, head out there. And meanwhile, we're going to send you back to the studios, and Mallory's going to put some music in. And then as soon as we're able to, we'll break back into programming and rejoin you. In the meantime, Doug and Tommy stepping aside as we now are going to return you to the legend.
The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts, and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger!
Play ball!
The post game was made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Press, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Wall Lid Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, 40 Real Estate, Kells Master Cleaning and Multi, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. While we wait for the second game to start, we'll now listen to some legend.